seniors. Whoa, what a special day. How many times have the seniors heard, Angel, a bunch of speeches now, right? Yeah, well, one more for the Gipper. So, okay, coming up, Franco, are you going to give the speech today? Oh, you're not? Okay, all right, I'll take it from here then. We are so extremely proud of our seniors and what they have done in the graduating class of 2015. But inside of this, we're thinking about dynamic seniors. Dynamic seniors, really, the word dynamic is defined as full of energy, enthusiasm, and a sense of purpose, and able both to get things going and to get things done. Dynamic seniors. Well, we do have some special words for you today, and special time that we'd like to think about our seniors, because today seniors have a choice. Life's journey. Each mile marker is going to require a decision to be made, a road to take, and a relationship to build. Some of the relationships and all that you're going to be taking and building are going to be temporal, but some of them are going to be eternal. And that's what we like to seek and to focus on, investing your life in things of eternal value. Give away what you cannot hold on to gain what you cannot lose. That's the challenge of the dynamic senior as we are looking. So we've been going through seven steps of a dynamic life, and dynamic seniors are going to move toward a world that's been created by God, for God, and they're finding their place in this. But you know, dynamic seniors have the opportunity to look beyond the naysayers. There are a lot of people who are saying today that this world is going to hell in a handbasket. And everything is corrupting, everything is falling apart. I'm for one who refuse that action and that attitude. I'm for one who believes that the seniors have the opportunity today to move in a great, magnificent way in a world that has never been here before, and today it's prime, it's ready for your involvement. You know what? That sounds like a dynamic Christian then, doesn't it? It looks like a world that is changed. You live in the land of opportunity. You live in the land that's the home of the free, land of the free and home of the brave. You can become all God wants you to be right now. One of the greatest words when I was in college that I had a Greek professor said, he said, look, don't wait for your ship to come in. It's here. This is life. This is life. So therefore, you can experience God through great tribulations. You can experience God through the work. You can be an example for the world to say, yes, you can. You can be that example. But you've got to make a decision. And that decision is this: be conformed to this world or be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Be conformed to the world or be transformed. So what do we need to do? Let's quit playing the dumbed-down game and discover the meaning of life. Let's quit humoring ourselves about how bad things are and discover the greatness of God. Let's quit looking at others for our joy and attitude and discover the joy of salvation. Let's quit listening to Fox and NBC telling how bad things are and discover how good is. Let's quit allowing others to tell us what we need to be like and discover how to imitate those who are sold out to God. Let's quit wallowing in self-pity and what you don't have and discover how good you've got it by the grace of God. Let's put off the negative and put on the positive. Let's never give up or give in except for conviction of honor and good sense. Put on the whole armor of God and change your world. You know what? You can do it. I believe you can do it. I know that you can do it. You can make a difference. And in fact, if you listen from those who've gone on through the ages, they'll tell you what a difference that you can make. Because there are those who are telling you how bad the world is. But let me tell you, this morning I went to indoor plumbing. That's good. This world is... we sat in an air-conditioned room. I mean, to talk about the world. We prayed with all of these things happening right here. These are good days. Yeah, there's some lunatics out there, but these are good days. How you approach them, what you look like, is going to make a difference. President George W. Bush, Southern Methodist University, he really said it right. Listen to this.
Winston Churchill, a leader of courage and resolve, inspired me during my presidency, and for that matter, in the post-presidency. Like Churchill, I now paint. Unlike Churchill, the painting isn't worth much without the signature. 1941, he gave a speech to the students of his old school during Britain's most trying times in World War II. It wasn't too long, and it is well remembered. Prime Minister Churchill urged, never give in, never, in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. I hope you'll remember this advice. But there's a lesser known passage from that speech that I also want to share with you. These are not dark days. These are great days. The greatest day of our country has ever lived. And we must all thank God that we have been allowed, each of us, according to our stations, to play a part in making these days memorable in the history of our race. When Churchill uttered these words, many had lost hope in Great Britain's chance of survival against the Nazis. Many doubted the future of freedom. Today, some doubt America's future. And they say our best days are behind us. I say, given our strengths, one of which is a bright new generation like you, these are not dark days. These are great days.
I believe that. These are not dark days. These are great days. And you have the opportunity to move out into the future. Just think about it. You may be that individual that touches somebody's life, that helps them enter into the kingdom of God and live forever. You have that opportunity. You have that basis point right in front of you. Live the dynamic senior life. What does it look like? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. It says, "And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything." I'd like to introduce you to some very important thoughts. And one of that being that a dynamic life is reproducible. We're not talking about past, we're talking about present. We're talking about what can happen. But in order to imitate, you need to imitate people of the way. The way meaning those who are following sold out to Jesus Christ. Imitating the way means this. In verse 5 it says, "You became imitators of us." You see, followers of us. Dynamic seniors are going to be those who follow people in the way, those who follow the Lord Jesus, and those who learn from the Holy Spirit. That's what's going to make you dynamic. Men of the way, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared you before that you should walk in them." Franco, God created you to perform good works. That's your purpose. God created you. Angel, God made you special that you could be that very special one. Nobody else in all the world is like you. You are special. Created in God's image. So therefore, when all of these things come together, we need to understand that we got to also be imitators in tribulation. Tribulation, I mean, there's going to be pressures in life. You're going to have physical pressure. You're going to have financial pressures. You're going to have relationship pressure. You're going to have all kind of pressures coming at you. But remember this, Jesus said, I overcame, and so you will be an overcomer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, having your conduct honorable among Gentiles, when they speak against you as evildoers, that they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. In other words, what he's telling us, you are going to have people that's going to speak negatively against you, but your good works are going to show and glorify God. Imitators, being imitators of example. Imitators of, like Paul. You know, I was thinking about this. Tammy, would you like to be all God wants you to be? Yes. Who can you read about, walk about? You want to be like Jesus? I know. But who can you read about to help you do that? Let me let you on a little secret that came to my mind. Paul said in this reading right here, he said, be an example of me. So in other words, I know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, I know that we're to obey and follow His commands, but I need somebody walking to help me, give me some guidance. Read in the New Testament about this guy named Paul and find out about his life and imitate him. That's going to help you. That's going to help you. So we do have somebody that's out there. So we do have somebody that's going to give us some help, somebody to help us understand this. So let's be imitators of them, because Dynamic Seniors are a work in process. You've not arrived. I oftentimes hear that freshmen in college are the smartest people in the world and seniors in college are the dumbest. And the reason why, because many times freshmen in college go and think they got the world by the tiger by the tail, but all of a sudden they found out they had the tiger by the head and biting. You know, you learn a lot in life. They made a similar message yesterday, one of the principals did, about taking freshmen and the seniors. Oh, I believe in our seniors. I believe in this class. I believe in this group. I believe that God's got some dynamic things, because they are a work in process. And they are going to be encouragers in the surrounding territory. Like here, being an example to the believers in Macedonia. Dynamic seniors are going to be people who walk in faith, like examples to those in Achaia. In other words, people are going to look at you for guidance. One of the hardest lessons I ever learned, Michelle, when I was in went to Fairview Church, okay? And the youth group and the youth leaders did everything for us. But you know what happened after I graduated? We had to do everything for everybody else. Man, that was shocking to me. that was like a light bulb going off. You mean I got to do it for us? Yeah! Now they're going to be looking for you. Those little kids and the first graders are looking at you and they're saying you're bigger than life. It's true. It's really true. Being good works. In fact, in Acts 9:36, and at Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. This woman did it, and she died. Simon Peter came along, and they told her about her. Simon Peter went in. This woman had done all these good works. She was raised from the dead. Awesome. The good works do flow, but I want you to see also that a dynamic life spreads faith. Look in verse 8 where it says, for from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. Who? These people from Thessalonica. These seniors, these dynamic seniors. Now they're spreading the word from you, because dynamic seniors, they spread the word. They spread the word personally. They don't have to say the preacher said. They say, thus saith the Lord. Personally, you get involved and you see what God is going to do in your life. You will experience the miracles. You will experience the power. So not only did they experience Him personally, but they also experienced Him publicly. Not only in Macedonia and Achaia, publicly. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, it says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And also in Matthew 5, 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Y'all keep hearing one word over and over. What's that word, Jeannie? Good works. My goodness, that's what it is. Dynamic seniors perform good works. And then we see dynamic seniors send forth their faith universally. But he says also, but also in every place, your faith toward God has gone. Now, Scott, have you equipped these seniors to take the gospel to the four corners of the earth? Yes, you have. And do you know what you equipped them with? The power. The Word of God. Look at that. In that verse, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This is what Scott's been preaching for a long time. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. In other words, you've been equipped. You got the Word. You got the witness. You got the heart. You got the hope. You got the courage. You can accomplish all the good things that God wants you to perform. And you might begin to say, well, that sounds good, but is it real? Do people really do that? Let me tell you about a guy who came from a strong family. He became a drunk. He got his life straightened out. He even became a president of the United States. But you know what? He made a decision. Listen to this.
And finally, you can be hopeful because there is a loving God. Whether you agree with that statement or not is your choice. It is not your government's choice. It is essential. It is essential to this nation's future that we remember that the freedom to worship who we want and how we want, or not worship at all, is a core belief of our founding. I have made my choice. I believe that the Almighty's grace and unconditional love will sustain you. I believe it will bring you joy amidst the trials of life. It will enable you to better see the beauty around you. It will provide a solid foundation amidst a rapidly changing, somewhat impersonal, technologically driven world. It will show you how to love your neighbor, forgive more easily, and approach success with humility and failure without fear. It will inspire you to honor your parents and eventually be a better spouse and parent yourself. It will help you fully grasp the value of life, all life. It will remind you that money, power, and fame are false idols. And I hope and believe that God's love will inspire you to serve others.
He knows. He got it all together. The love of God inspire you to serve others. In conclusion this morning, we're not over with, but in conclusion this morning, I'd like to deliver the last words of a dying man. The man's name was David. David gave the final words of a dying man to a dynamic senior group. And I'm going to do this in rapid fire. I'd like for you to see in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 7, chapter 23, verses 1 through 7 says, now these are the last words of David. Thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of God, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Seven statements I'd like to ring in your ears. Number one, the sovereign hand of God touches men. God chose David. He reached out there. He put his hand on him. Not only did he choose him and touch him, but he anointed him. And then he put a song in his heart. When you approach tomorrow and you approach to make a difference in the world in which you live in, understand this. God touched you. God set you aside. And God puts a song in your heart and on your lips that you can sing. Secondly, the Lord inspires the word of the Lord. How are leaders inspired? How was George W. Bush inspired? How was Churchill inspired. The scripture says, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me and His words on my tongue. The Holy Spirit is the one who touches our voice. We don't go out on our own. So the Holy Spirit is to be our voice. The Godhead is to be our guide. And the Word of the Lord is to be our standard. If you read these last words, you'll see them, such as in verse 3, the God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to inspire the word that you read so that you can change the lives of those people that you come into contact with. Number 3. The spiritual leader is a refreshing hope. The scripture says in verse 4, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, like by clear shining after the rain. The spiritual leader who lives with hope is refreshing. Don't you want to hear some good words today? Yes, you do. Let those words come off your lips. Because the Father has chosen you. The Father has laid His hand upon you. The Father has put Himself inside of you. Let these words ring out in the world in which we live in. Spiritual leaders are refreshing. Each of us like to be around those who are encouraging. Be a refreshing person. Number 4, the covenant of God is made with man. He says in verse 5, although my house is not with God, yet He has made me with an everlasting covenant, order in all things and secure. Although my house, I'm taking that in two different concepts right here. One concept says my house, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. One day this body is going to be in heaven. But you know what else I pick up on that? All of David's house did not believe the way David believed. You may be a part or in an environment of those who do not believe and see things the way that you see, and they may try to push you down and not lift you up. But David says, look, my covenant is with God. And so though the environment may be wrong, I may have experienced bad relationships, things may have gone south, but the covenant that God made with me stands. The scripture says, God made the covenant. When you and God got on speaking terms, and when you said, God, I am yours, and you committed, you promised God that you would live your life for Him, God made this covenant with you. And then the Bible says right here, He has ordered all things. He has secured the order. You see, God's got your life planned. What's best for you. Number 5, the hope of salvation is for man. The true character of a man is wrapped up in his faith values. The scripture says, for this is all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not make it increase? This dying guy said, look, all of my salvation is wrapped up in God. I trust Jesus Christ. George Bush said, the Almighty God. I trust Him. All my hope is in Him. All my desire is in Him. Will He not bless me and will He not make me successful in the things that He wants? And this dying man said to dying men in a dynamic senior group, he says, yes, He will. God will bless you. But then he concludes with a warning. David said to the dynamic seniors, he said, the judgment of God is upon rebellious men. Verse 6, but the sons of rebellion shall be as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with Him. Rebellion is sin. Sin is judged, and Jesus will be the judge. So therefore, yes, you're going to see those who are going to make decisions that are going to follow sin, and you can know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God's going to judge that sin. In fact, in Jude 1:9, the Bible says, yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he is disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. Michael, that strong angel. He didn't rebuke the devil, but he said, the Lord rebuke you. And you know what? When you come into contact with those who are going to not believe the way you believe and not walk the way you walk, and they're going to choose the broad way rather than the narrow way, and they're going to accept sin to be their dominion of life, you can know this, that they're going to stand before the Almighty God, and God is going to judge the rebellious. And this dying man to dying men said the final words, he said in verse 7, said, the judge condemns to hell rebellious men. Verse 7, but the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in their place. The warning is, heaven is for real and hell is hot. The Son of Man is to be judged. The Son of Man is equipped to judge. And the Son of Man will cast the rebellious into the fires of hell, which was created for the devil and his angels. So what do we say? The last words of David for the dynamic senior was this. The man after God's own heart left to the ages the sovereign hand of God, moving through the Spirit of God into the spiritual leaders of God by a covenant with God, producing the hope of salvation and the judgment upon the rebellious. In the last words, David said to men, he wanted them to know that there is a heaven. And rebellious men will go to hell. So now let's conclude the service. How are we going to do that? Seniors, be dynamic. Don't be dormant. Be dynamic. Make things happen. Franco, are you equipped for the next stage? Are you equipped to go to the next stage of life? Yes, you are. Angel, are you ready for the next chapter? Yeah, sir. Awesome. She's ready. Courtney in the back. Courtney, God loves you. She's taking care of the children. Being dynamic. But let me ask you, do you know the call of God? Is His hand on you? Has He filled you with His Spirit? Has He directed your path? Has He ordered your ways? Has He secured you? Are you now that dynamic person that's going to say to fellow believers, both here in my comfort zone and out of my comfort zone, follow Jesus? And when you go through trials and troubles and tribulations, you will rejoice in the Holy Spirit because He will see you through. I'm so excited for y'all. In fact, I'd just like to pray a blessing on you right now. Lord Jesus, right now, the seniors of 2015, join in with a group of people who 43 years ago I joined in with, called graduates of New Hope High School. And together, Lord, we have received Your grace and Your promise with the desire and hope to walk with God and to make a difference in the lives of people. Father, I pray for these seniors. You would anoint them with Your Holy Spirit. And even today, Lord, place within them this excitement, something building up inside of them that they will make a difference as they carry the good news of Jesus and perform good works before believers and before those evildoers alike. And that they will see their good works and glorify God. Lord, I know You want them to. And now, God, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll just open up their eyes and let them see how great God is. Lord, let your blessings now be upon these seniors. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you dynamic this morning? Or are you dormant? Dynamic, make it happen. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? That's the starting place. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior this morning, I'm going to ask you just to come down and say, Robert, I want Jesus. And we'll talk and we'll pray together. We want you to come. Others might be saying, you know what I am facing? And you need to spend some time with the Lord. The prayer altars are going to be open. I don't know what God brought you here for exactly this morning, but this I do know. God's in charge. He calls, He equips, He secures. And if you need to talk with the Lord this morning, I want you to take that moment. Seize your moment. The broad way, the narrow way. Choose the narrow way. It leads to heaven. Let's stand together. She's going to play for a moment. And if you'd like to come to the altar and spend some time with the Lord, if you'd like to give your life to Jesus Christ, I invite you to come. What about you this morning? This is your moment. This is your time.